What a comeback by the Collingwood Footy Club. This is the Sunday Rub. Mark Howard, Wayne Schwoss, Jay-Z Clark, the Duck, and the Zen Master Paul Ruse. A great treat to have on for Collingwood and footy fans in general. Wonderful to see this man playing footy again. 13 goals for the season, 3 again last night. Welcome to Jamie Elliott. G'day, Jamie. Thanks for having a chat with us.
Too easy. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great to speak to you, mate. Wowee, you're 43 points down. What a comeback. Yeah. What a win for your footy club.
Yeah, it was, we got a little bit of a scare at quarter time, and yeah, I suppose the rest is history, but the amount of effort that we put in those last three quarters, in particular the second half, when we have 18 to 22 contributors, it goes a long way to getting that win. So, yeah, it was huge.
What can you tell us about the quarter-time spray? it's 1 o'clock. You probably can't tell us too much. What can you tell us about the quarter-time spray?
To be honest, I barely remember the game, but it was just a good old-fashioned spray, mate. To be honest, I don't remember what it was about. I was just standing there and just copping it. So it was just towards the whole team.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Like when you're a player, you just don't want to catch the coach's eye in that situation. So you were probably hiding behind one of the big blokes, weren't you?
Oh, mate, I can hide. It's okay for me.
Now, look, it was fantastic. We're just discussing here, though. Like, obviously, you seem more direct after quarter time, after half time. But I felt Hawthorn set up really well against you in the first quarter, set up really well and really forced you into a game that you probably didn't want to play, and that was sort of chipping the ball around the back half. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that first quarter, they defended us really well. We were trying to go down the line, and they set up really well down the line. They had McAvoy rolling back pretty hard. So when we did find those change angles and out and around and got it forward and gave the forward space to move instead of just going down the line, it just opened the game up for us a little bit.
Your forward line was a little bit more open as the game wore on. You seemed to be, I know you're just sort of coming back in, but your fitness levels now, you must be more confident. You seemed more able to get up the ground and also back inside your forward 50 and beating teams back in. That seemed to be pretty significant. The forward line was open. You were able to run back into the forward line and compete and get some easy goals, which you perhaps haven't been able to do in the first sort of 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we scouted Hawthorn, and they like to defend high and outside of you. So as soon as we broke that first line and got it out the back, then that's how we exposed them. So we scouted that throughout the week. And that first quarter, we weren't able to do that, but we kept chipping away, and it eventually got there.
As a forward line, Jamie, you clearly have to have a relationship with your midfielders and your halfbacks. They're the guys that invariably deliver the ball to you. What sort of conversations do you have within a game when you do have that frustration, when you can see the ball being chipped around, you've led 3 or 4 times, Darcy Moore's led up, he's all of a sudden out of position, he's got to go back to the... Do you go up to them at quarter time? I know you go to your coaches, but do you go up to the guys and say, listen, move the ball more quickly, because when you have that fluency, you look like a completely different team.
Well, that's the difference. If we miss a couple of kicks and we go safe, it doesn't work in our favour, and especially as forwards, we want the directions changed. We don't want it just down the line. But at quarter time, half time, or when we're on the bench, we try and give that feedback without being too stern. We just try and reinforce that we want to play our footy, which is change angles and work it to the fat side. So we try and give that feedback when we can, especially when we see it. But as forwards, we've just got to keep working, whether it's coming our way or not, or we stuff a couple of kicks out, we lead, we don't get used. It's more about us just keeping our heads up, keep working, because it's going to come eventually.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of weeks ago where I thought you had a really good win, and you played that way from the start, because you're obviously coming off a couple of losses. And then at halftime again, you did that. Bucks should just ride up at the start of the game. You're down by 10 goals, boys. Take the game on.
Well, we don't want to be in that position to start with. But, yeah, it's all about how we want to move the ball. As soon as we play safe, it doesn't work in our favour. So, yeah.
We are speaking to Victorious Pie, Jamie Elliott on the Sunday Rub.
It was very good last night, 18-point win against the Hawks. Hey, Jamie, there's a lot of... I mean, we all know Collingwood supporters. They're very passionate, like all the other supporters of other teams, but...
Yeah. They're a bit different.
They are a little bit different. I mean that in a nice way. If you were asked, what does the Collingwood brand represent, what's your answer?
I think, well, we base our footy on contest and the ball pressure. We really, and grunt work. So I think we've always been that side, just in and out there, get in there, win the ball. We've been a high contested ball side throughout this start of the season. So that's basically our brand, and that's how we think we play every week. So.
Jamie, your coach Nathan Buckley said in a press conference that 20 minutes into the first quarter, he thought about jumping in the car and getting out of there. Clearly, there's a backdrop of not a bad line from the coach. You know, there is an obvious situation with your coach and his contract, etc. Did the enormity of that situation weigh on your mind or into your thinking at any point? Do you think it has any impact on the players?
No, not at all. I think it'd be a different story if we were getting blown out in games. All the games that we've lost, maybe one or two, we've been in the game the whole time. It's kind of, we just haven't taken our chances. So, no, not at all. The belief within the group is really strong, and we know what we're capable of. We've just got to bring it for four quarters. So if we keep letting sides in the last quarter, or, for example, against GWS, when we... first quarter we put the foot down and then just let them back in the second quarter. We can't do that either. So the more consistent footy we play, the better we're going to be.
Now, mate, you missed all of last season with your back. Can you talk about just quickly how it affects your daily life, the way you have to sit and stand, whether you're sitting down having a coffee with mates or walking around, the shoes you have to wear? What are the little things that you do just day-to-day to help protect your back or your posture?
Yeah, posture's a big one. I'm a big slumper. I used to slump all the time. I used to just, especially I'm a big gamer, so I just sat in a chair and didn't really think about my posture, and it was just loading through my lower back. I try not to think about it too much, but it does play on my mind a fair bit during everyday life. I've just got to, I suppose, for the week to lead up to a game, I've just got to prep well, make sure everything around it is switched on, little muscles like that. And just make sure I'm not sitting for long periods, and just a lot of recovery and prep work.
Speaking to Jamie Elliott on the Sunday Rudd, Jamie, that article that Jay-Z's referring to a couple of weeks ago, it blew me away how much you'd gone through, mate. And I don't think we realise on the outside looking in how difficult a position you're in. Now you're back and you're at full fitness and you're going well. Obviously, you have to spend a lot of time looking after yourself. Do you have a new appreciation of the game that at one stage looked like it was getting away from you?
Definitely. I think it's funny. I think about my first probably 3 years when I'd play and I was rocking up. I'd just play. I knew there were games throughout the year that I'd be playing anyway, whereas now I feel like even training as well, I took that for granted. Whereas now I think about the game, each week it's just that game. I focus on that game, nothing further ahead. And that's my main focus. So I definitely appreciate it a lot more, definitely.
And just as we let you go, mate, I know amongst Collingwood fans, but footy fans in general, the kids love you, mate. I see them at Collingwood training and they line up. You're one of the heroes. As a young kid yourself, what's that like, mate, when kids come up and they look up to you and you ask for autographs and treat you in that way?
Oh, it's definitely... I still find it very surreal. it's amazing. I don't know. I'm still taken back by it. I love kids and I love giving back to them, because I know when I was a little fella that if I had a clinic, I had a club come to the school or whatever, I used to idolise the players. So if I can give back in any way, I try and do that.
Who'd you barrack for as a kid?
I barracked for Brisbane.
Brisbane? Who was your hero? If there's one bloke that was going to come in to impress you, who would it be?
I'd probably say Lynchy. Alistair Lynch.
He'd be happy with that, Roosie.
Oh, I'll shoot him a text now.
Hey, Jamie.
He can send you an autograph if you want.
We really appreciate your time. Nice to speak with you. And we're just stoked you're up and running and playing some good footy, as are your footy club.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.